Welcome to Powerful at Work Radio, the podcast for business owners like you who value each person and desire to lead powerfully. I'm your host, Rosa Ponce de Leon, and it is my goal to help you secure your legacy and make a real impact by establishing a culture where all are empowered to be more creative and efficient without all the burnout and people issues. If you're ready to do things differently, tune in and join the movement. Now let's get after it.
Okay, so last week we started out our conversation about favoritism, and we embraced the fact that favoritism is inherently good. If you missed it, go back and listen to it. You won't need it to understand today's episode, but certainly it's connected, and I'd love for you to check it out and see if there's anything that resonates with you and you can start implementing in with your teams immediately. So brown nosing. I think we've all been in situations where someone tends to have the boss's attention and tends to get all the rewards and all the benefits. And again, last week we talked about how it is a problem. Favoritism becomes a problem when it appears to be scarce, when everyone doesn't get equal attention and their own share of recognition and their own share of being understood by you, the leader. When there's that idea or perception that there's a lack of favoritism for everyone, that's when it starts to become a problem. And today we're talking about brown nosing. And typically when someone is a brown noser, they're trying to get in good with the leader. They're trying to get in good with all the rewards and the attention, and they're trying to kind of hog it all. Because when I'm working that angle, I'm getting a lot of rewards in return. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but that's what we're talking about today. When it becomes unhealthy, when the relationship between the leader and the direct report, or even a peer, when someone is hogging all the attention, when someone's hogging all the reward, that's when things start becoming dysfunctional. And even if the leader isn't aware of it, or if you're aware of it and you're good with it, this is a problem. It can be really detrimental to the dynamics of your team because everyone wants to be recognized for their good work. Who doesn't? There's differences in how people like to be recognized, but everyone likes recognition. Everyone likes to feel significant. And as a leader, you have to take the initiative to make sure that the people in your team are being seen, they're being heard, they're being understood. And so that's why brown nosing, when it happens, you need to be able to address it immediately and make the changes that are needed. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So I think the biggest key here is, like anything with brown nosing, is it a leadership issue? And I think we know the answer, because if you've been around me at all, you know that everything is leadership issue when it comes to people issues, right? Or dysfunction or breakdowns or anything. The company is on your shoulders, and ultimately the buck stops with you. So you're the leader, you get to own this problem, and you get to decide how you're contributing to the problem, because whether we like it or not, we're people and we're susceptible to some weaknesses and some vulnerabilities that, if unchecked, they do contribute to the problems that are at hand. So when favoritism exists in an unhealthy way, and when there's brown nosing inside of your team dynamics, how do you handle it? And are you aware of it? Do you even know? And if you know, what's your perspective on it? Because you can be laissez-faire and say, hey, anything goes. That's normal. It exists. And yes, favoritism is normal, but the dysfunction doesn't have to be normal for you if you don't want it to be. And I would venture to say that none of us want the consequences of dysfunction. So we're going to go ahead and agree that brown nosing, as I described it, is inherently not a good thing. We don't want it. We do want to acknowledge that everyone has different qualities we enjoy and that are our favorite. That's okay, but let's keep it healthy. So the key to brown nosing, number one, is what's the motivation of the person doing the brown nosing? When it is real brown nosing, the motivation is very much a self-serving motivation. What am I getting out of this? It's more tit for tat. It's more, I kind of want to say sneaky a little bit, because you're giving a lot of praise, or there's something about this leader that you're really good about making yourself available to fix everything, right? There's this idea of, I see this problem for you, leader, and therefore I can fix it for you. Here's an idea. And when you as a leader don't know the qualities and the characteristics that you have available, the talent pool that you have available, when you haven't taken the time to really understand what tools and resources you have in the people in your organization, you're going to look at this one person who's very present and very available and very willing, And you're going to go, no problem. I do need that problem fixed. Let's make sure I like your idea. Let's make sure it gets done. And this person starts to get in good with you because they're solving problems for you. But because you're not aware of the talent pool, you're failing to see that maybe the solutions that are being presented aren't the best solutions. Maybe they're just solutions. But are they really feeding your end goal? Are they really feeding your big vision? Are they really setting you up to think as big as you want to think? Are they really setting you up to succeed as a company? Are they really giving you the profit goals that you want? And if they are, is it in the way that you apply your values? Is this solution in line with what you want? What are you giving up by these solutions? Because someone who's brown nosing is simply looking to get in good with you. They may not be, most of the times, may not necessarily be aligned in every way with your vision and values, with your end goals. When someone is super self-serving, that person is looking out for number one and they're not looking out for you, even if it appears that they are on the surface. They're looking out for number one. And that's the reality. And there's a wide variety of reasons why that person got to that place, and they may or may not be willing to change. And if you identify that this person exists in your organization, you definitely want to have a talk and figure out where that person lies. If they're willing to admit it and change and become more team focused, become more mission focused, there might be some solutions there. But if they want to remain self-serving and they want, however they got there, you might want to reconsider how much you want to have this person continue to be an infection in the team. So that's definitely a whole nother episode. Today, I just want to drive the point home that when it exists, brown nosing is not good. And you as a leader need to reflect and ask yourself, is my ego attached to this? Why am I attracting this kind of attention? Why am I attracting this brown nosing right now? Why is this person trying to get in good with me? And maybe you're a little bit like me when you start to get like uneasy, when people start to come in a little bit more overly friendly than maybe your relationship has had a time to be established, and you kind of start to be leery. I do that. I'm even getting uneasy touching my face. So just thinking about it. And so I know for myself that I need to be real careful how I respond to stuff like that, because I never want to put off someone and be real harsh. I maybe want to start to delve into this a little more, understand this person's motivation, get inside their head a little bit. Why is it that you're trying to be so influential with me? Maybe it's not self-serving at all. Maybe I'm just misinterpreting this person. So I know for myself that I've never liked brown nosing when other people do it. And so when people come to me as a supervisor, as a leader, when someone appears to be doing that, I'm real leery about it. But maybe I'm the kind of leader who enjoys that kind of attention, who enjoys that kind of praise and enjoys that kind of affirmation from people when they come to me and they tell me how great I am. And I feel really good about it. So I'm going to make sure and I listen. And that person becomes my go-to person for everything, because they're always there. They're always present. They're always coming up with solutions like I described. And they're just people who solve problems for me all the time. But the key is that this person is self-serving, and there's a dysfunction in the way that this codependency is existing and developing, because I'm now looking at this person as someone who satisfies my need to have this attention, this approval, this affirmation. And in return, I'm giving this person a lot of assignments and a lot of opportunities that might be better assigned to different talent in the organization. And so I have to look at this as a leader and figure out whether I'm on one extreme where I'm kind of leery anytime appears to be brown nosing, or I'm all over it when the brown nosing happens. Wherever you are in that spectrum, be realistic and understand yourself first, because you don't want to be the person who isn't prepared to address it when it happens. So number one, know yourself. Don't create a codependent relationship with your people where brown nosing becomes very prevalent. And understand that there's all kinds of talent in your organization, and that there's plenty of attention to be given to everyone, and that you are better served by developing more people and allowing more people to have opportunities in your organization. So realize that brown nosing is going to surface up. And when it does, be prepared to address it, because you don't want it to get toxic. Okay, when you have people that do appear to be brown nosing, and you do delve in a little further, and you do find out that this person's self-serving because of things you notice, because of the way that the team dynamics are, other people realize when someone's doing things for self-serving reasons, when they're not the kind of person that's a team player that says, hey, I notice you're falling apart. Let me help you out carry that load. It's always about, no, I'm doing this thing for the leader. It's so important. And I don't have time for anyone else because I got to make sure I look good. And I got to make sure I get all this attention and I got to make sure I get all this recognition, or they'll steal ideas from other people and present them as their own. Like, there's all kinds of way that this thing surfaces up. The point is that when it does, you will know when it's self-serving if you take the time to recognize it. You'll know because of how this person is coming at you, and you'll know because of how this person exists within the team. So you have everything you need. The main thing is get your mind right about it and just decide that you're not going to put up with the kind of brown nosing that is dysfunctional. And I want to point out something. I'm not a fan of zero tolerance policies, because zero tolerance just makes things kind of get buried underneath the surface. So if I have a zero tolerance for smoking, for example, I'm going to have people that smoke. It's going to be very hard for them to give up smoking because it's an addiction in most cases, whether it's a social smoking or whatever. And what are they going to do? Oh, here comes Rosa. Let me just not show her that I'm smoking. And so it's more an issue of, we're going to address it when it happens. It's not a zero tolerance. It's, yes, you're not going to tolerate it, but also you're going to be human about it. And the reality is, we're people, and where people exist, dysfunction exists, and you have to tend to the dysfunction when it happens. So the issue with brown nosing is, when it happens, be ready for it. Be prepared to identify how you might be part of the problem, and be prepared to help the person work through it so that it is a healthy favoritism and not brown nosing. All right, see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Powerful at Work Radio. If you subscribe now, you're going to hear from some truly amazing guests who will help you shift into a new approach to leadership so you can develop a healthy relationship with your team and truly maximize your impact. We'll explore stories from experts who are daring to do work differently, and we want to invite you into the conversation. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. We're excited to help you lead a high-performance team with simple advice that you can start using right now for maximum results.